SB Nation AM continues now on SB Nation Radio. Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All righty, it's the good, the bad, and the dumb midweek Wednesday. And, you know, need to feel good. So let's get the good of the day, my friend.
Well, there was another viral moment on a senior night.
That
occurred last night. Occurred 2 nights ago.
Yep.
Jackson State's team manager, Thomas Snacksley.
He is now starting to get some love on social media.
Yep. Well, you know, here's the call.
Snacks is in this game, man. With 2:05 to go, Thomas Lee in the ball game for Jackson State. Seconds to go.
Jonas James is trying to get it to him. Jonas James gets it to him again.
Here's Snacks with three.
Snacks busted. Snacks! Snacks!
It's the three.
Snacks!
Snacks!
Watch down with three.
Oh, my goodness. Snacks!
So, and by the way, if you haven't seen the video, this guy is fine basketball shape specimen.
Oh, sure.
But he was also named the Southwestern Athletic Conference Player of the Week.
You gotta be kidding.
Yep. His 2 minutes of basketball where he is 1-for-1 from 3-point range.
Oh my God.
I think 1-for-1 on the score sheet too. I think he only took the one shot.
Wow.
But he nailed that three from like Steph Curry range.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, oh, no doubt. He knocked it down. Maybe that's enough to get the SWAC Player of the Week. That's pretty great. Oh, my goodness.
Not only that, but, you know, he did say he wears 35 for Kevin Durant.
Oh, very good. Because he looks just like Kevin Durant.
And Kevin Durant, yeah. I mean, you put those two together, you got the perfect number 10.
That's, yeah. that's funny.
But Kevin Durant did tweet back. I'm not sure if it was from his account or one of his several burner accounts, but he did, you know, say, hey, I see you.
Oh, so, I mean, well, so done.
He's getting love from Durant as well.
This is the one good thing about social media. I know social media has got a lot of bad aspects to it, but there is one good thing where you do these kind of moments and bam, I mean, like instantly you go from nobody knows who you are to become nationally famous.
Oh, if,
like,
I mean,
you know what
I
mean? Like Kevin Durant is sending you love through social media. It's like, it's awesome. Like these kids are like, you know, these were stories you'd find in the back page of the newspaper and maybe a little bit of Sports Center. But now it's like, here's a viral video of a guy, a student manager, hitting a way downtown three-pointer and just loving life. Yeah, and everybody loves it.
You know what it is? It's an easy way for him to get his 15 minutes of fame. Because
right.
He could go on any talk show right now and we all want to see.
Exactly.
You know, we want to hear him tell the tale of, you know, getting that jersey on.
Yeah. I mean, it's amazing. I mean, also, you see good things in sports like kids and, you know, playing and doing something great with sportsmanship. It's, you know, you find it and you go nuts. So, yeah, I mean, it's, you know, Rex Chapman has got a great Twitter account.
Oh, he's I love
amazing.
It.
Amazing. The other day he had one that just melted my heart. He had there was a young man who made the word prom out of Hershey Kisses in Braille for his blind girlfriend. And she, you know, had the Hershey Kisses and she realized he was asking her out to the prom and she just went, you know, just started freaking out. And he, you know, it was a great moment. And I thought, and somebody posted like, Hershey's, get on this. This kid's brilliant. This, you know, all, you know, he just elevated the game for anybody asking your girl out to the prom. Like that's the kind of stuff social media does really well. This kid, same thing. Hits the shot. Now Kevin Durant is sending him some wishes. That's awesome. That's great.
And,
that is good.
And we all get to take joy in it because think about it, like 10 years ago, we never would have heard about it.
Absolutely.
Maybe it would have been a small blip on SportsCenter. And
that's exactly right. That's exactly right. Now it's got infamy. It stays as a video. You can go to it anytime you want. All right. So now what's the bad of the day?
The bad of the day is, well, I'll play it first. And then the bad of the day is LeVar Ball saying outlandish things, but I'm going to twist the bad just a little bit for you. Okay,
go ahead.
But here's what he had to say.
Could Zion lead this league in scoring regularly?
Zion can lead this league in scoring regularly until my other son get there. When Jello get here, you can forget it.
Yeah, it's over.
It's over.
Yeah.
Jello's always been the best scorer everywhere he go. And I'm telling folks this. When he get in the NBA, within 3 years, I guarantee he's a scoring champ. Guaranteed.
Melo or Jello?
Jello.
No,
Mello.
Wait.
I'm talking about Jello.
Your middle son?
The middle son.
Is going to lead the league.
Lead the league in scoring.
LeVar. I got to call you on that.
Call me on it, baby. I'll be back up here when he does.
No.
I'll be back up here when he does.
I am confused. Which one is supposed to be the one that's picked in the first, like, two in this year's draft?
Well,
I thought it was LaMelo.
Yeah, LaMelo is the one. LaMelo is the baby boy, the baby son.
He's really good.
And he's really good.
Really, really good.
LeVar is saying Jello, who is going to sign with the G League team, like within this week. I think there's like, it's kind of like that Chris Bryant type of thing. Like, well, we're not going to give you a full contract just, or we're not going to bring you up to the bigs just yet, because if we hold you down for two more weeks, we get to keep you for an extra year.
Got it. Okay.
So there's something similar to that where he can't sign. He's not signing the contract just yet, because then I think once he signs, I think he's signing with Oklahoma City or something like that, then they have full control over him.
Okay, and but he's not as good.
He's the one who got arrested in China. He's the
that's
one who
right.
dropped out of UCLA.
God, I just
but that's not the bad. Because, you know, LeVar Ball saying outlandish things, that's just
LeVar Ball.
He always
does. He's been doing that with his kids since the day he got into prominence.
The bad of the day is that he's forcing us to agree with Skip Bayless.
Good point.
Skip Bayless is on our side, and I don't know if we should feel comfortable about that.
Yeah, that is, you know.
I mean, he's saying I'm going to call you out on it, just like we all would. Like, come on.
Exactly.
3 years' time, given, you know, let's go over the roster of players who are just coming into their own right now.
Exactly.
In
right.
3 years' time, where are they going to be? I'm assuming LeBron James will still be playing. You know, he's usually up there. Kawhi Leonard is still going to be playing. The guys who are normally up there for scoring champions.
Yeah, Giannis is still going to be in the
Giannis
league.
Giannis is still going to be
James
in the league.
James Harden's going to find a way to get 35 a night.
You know, that's where, I mean, I don't know.
But yeah, I don't either.
But the problem is that, yes, now you're forcing us to agree with Skip Bayless, a guy who purposely threw away his Ezekiel Elliott jersey into a trash can that sat below a microwave that was built into a counter.
Yeah, right. You exactly.
Know? And you could totally tell it was all just a stunt.
Can I give LeVar Ball a little credit? Okay, we all can agree probably the most elite athletic fraternity that we have in this country is NBA, given the roster size.
Okay. You know,
about 15 guys on a team,
sure.
30 teams, that's it. So if you're in the league, you're in an extreme elite company. More, you know, and if he can get three of his boys in the NBA, that's pretty great.
Well, he'll be the holidays.
That's pretty awesome. Good for him.
Yeah.
Now he's totally butchered that goodwill, but nevertheless,
right? Why can't you just sit back and enjoy the fruits of
like,
your labor?
Yeah, I hope I did the right thing as a parent. I hope I've guided them in the right direction to achieve their dreams. Let them take the credit for credit. But he doesn't, right?
He just
can't do it. He just can't go.
And to be honest, I probably wouldn't have even brought this up except for the fact that he had me agreeing with Skip Bayless.
That's true. That's
because
a good point.
He, you know, he was out last week or 2 weeks ago, you know, when they rebranded Big Baller Brand.
Right.
A whole rebrand to it now, and it's supposed to be bigger and better than ever.
Like, imagine if your kids, like, if your son is like a baseball player, or like my son's going to med school, and like if I just hung around him, hung around his office every day, and was like, yeah, I totally take credit for this. Like, you're seeing him, and he, you know, if you wouldn't be seeing him, if it wasn't for me. You'd be annoyed by that, right? Like, you'd be just, that's what he does. Like, that's what he does. He takes his three kids, and he's just like, nah, push them aside. It's about me raising them up to be NBA stars. Like, just instead of being just humble and being like, my kids achieved their dreams. I hope I helped. I hope I did a good job, but good for them. He's like, no, of course they did. Of course they did. Look who their dad is. It's me. I rode them to this end result. Yeah. But I tell you, it is hard to get in the NBA. He's got three boys that get in, but
yep.
Yeah, good for him. All right, so the dumb of the day is?
The dumb of the day. Well, I had a different story, but I keep seeing this ad on one of our TVs in here. I keep seeing it over and over. I think we need to pay attention to it. So I'm going to table my original dumb of the day. I can bring that up anytime. But tonight on ABC at 8 Eastern, you can watch Nick Walenda.
Oh, I'm so glad you brought this up.
Tightrope walk across an active volcano.
I'm so glad you brought this up. I saw this story yesterday, but I saw it early, and I said, oh, I got to bring this up, and I forgot. Yeah. I forgot about it. I'm glad you just brought that up. He's going to walk across an active volcano.
This volcano, I stubbled upon a great site here. It says five things you need to know about this volcano, right? Or the volcano rock, thing. It's the longest and highest walk attempt to date. He's going to walk 1,800. It's an 1,800-foot walk.
1,800 feet. That's...
Yeah, 1,800 feet. It's going to take him about 30 to 35 minutes to cross this volcano.
Oh, my God. Okay, so we're talking... I'm trying to do the mental math real quick. A quarter of a mile? A third of a mile?
1,800 feet, yeah?
No, 5,280 is a mile. It's like a quarter of a mile.
Yeah, plus or minus. A little less, yeah.
Yeah. He's going to walk a tightrope about a quarter of a mile across an active volcano.
Yeah. Not only that, but I mean, the Masaya volcano is just one of eight lava lakes on the planet. So there's a lava lake underneath.
Okay, so...
There's a lake of lava, Tony.
So when we're talking... Yeah. So if he falls, is he going to wear a safety harness?
Apparently
they don't
not.
Like to. They don't want to.
He will wear a protective mask and goggles.
For this sulfuric acid that's coming up at him?
Because the gas could, you know, disorient him.
Whatever volcano gas is. Listen to me. I'm not a scientist. Go get me wrong.
It's, the Masaya volcano emits over 330,000 tons of carbon dioxide each year. In fact, each year, the nearly 1,500 volcanoes around the world put 130 to 140 million tons of CO2 into our. So there's a ton of carbon dioxide that he's going to be walking through a cloud of that.
God.
Over a lava lake. The lava lake is about 2,000 degrees Fahrenheit.
Unbelievable.
So if he falls.
That's it.
Yeah. He's not going to give us that Terminator pose.
Are we watching this live?
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Because they can't show it to us live.
That kind of stinks because that's part of why you watch these things. Like when Robbie Knievel used to do this kind of stuff, you're like, well, I want to see him succeed, but you know.
Because here's the deal. I mean, if he's doing it right now. Right, assuming he's going to do it during the daytime.
Right.
If ABC decides not to show it, we know what happened.
Good point. That's right.
If ABC does decide to show it, we know what happens.
Okay. Real quick. His grandfather was crossing two buildings, I believe in Puerto Rico in the 70s, and fell. And you can see a video of that.
Sweet.
You can see him walking. The wind kicks. He tries to get his balance. He realizes something's wrong. He goes down to the wire. So he's going to kneel down on the wire to collect his bearings. But the wire is shaking and the wind's so strong, he just loses his balance and he just falls. And there's a video of that and you can see the video and it's terrifying. And Nick Walenda went right back to that spot and walked it.
Yeah.
In honor of his grandfather who died, you know,
no, I mean, he's,
40 years ago.
Yeah, he's crossed, he's crossed
Grand Canyon, right? Yeah.
He crossed over Times Square.
Volcano.
And now he's walking over a volcano that has erupted 13 times in 30 years.
There's
a lava lake. That's all. That's all I got to say. There is a lake of lava sitting beneath this guy.
Unbelievable.
That is dumb.
By the way, I'm sorry, it was his great-grandfather, not his grandfather. I just wanted to correct that. That is dumb. That is dumb. God bless you, Nick Walenda. Yep. I know that's what you do. I get it. I know you're part of the family, flying Walendas. I get it.
Yeah, I'm going to catch the last 5 minutes.
There you go. That's the good, the bad, the dumb, SB Nation AM.